to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about the hearth. The extreme cold weather we've been having lately has made me reflect upon the blessings of my hearth. Situated at the center of my house, it is an old Elmira wood cookstove, and it not only keeps me warm, but also cooks my food and heats my wash water. My hearth is such good company that I can't help feeling sometimes as though it were actually another being that was living in my house with me. In the dictionary, a hearth is defined as the floor of a fireplace, and it was traditionally located at the center of a dwelling, providing heat and light for all the home's inhabitants. The word hearth is derived from the same root as the word heart, our cardiac organ. Both words have come to signify the center, the core, so to speak, that element which symbolizes the living essence of a thing. Veneration of the hearth, both as an object and a concept, can be traced back thousands of years, and it's celebrated more than just the heat and light produced by the flickering fire within it. The hearth was considered to be the center of clan or tribal life, and as the focus of religious ceremony was presided over by the matronai or group of mothers who governed and guided the community. The hearth represented the power of community, of solidarity, nurturing, and protection. The hearth also provided access to the spirits of the ancestors, who rose up from the earth and materialized as the flame in the hearth fire. Some cultures, such as the Vedic, saw the hearth as an omphalos, or navel, the central spiritual point, and saw a round hearth as a symbol of the earth herself. As societies grew, the concept of the hearth moved beyond the home and into the center of the larger community, into temples and other religious sites, where the sacred fire was kept continuously burning for the well-being of the whole community. These places came to represent the protection and guidance offered by hearth goddesses, such as the Greek Hestia, the Roman Vesta, and the Celtic Brigid. Hestia not only maintained the home and the community, but also the food storage houses. She was always honored first and last in ceremony, so revered was this hearth goddess. In Celtic society, priestesses of the goddess Brigid tended her eternal flame, and even after she was appropriated as a saint by the Christian Church, the nuns continued to maintain her sacred flame. So important was the symbol of the hearth fire to Celtic peoples. Our ancestors, on a personal, familial, and spiritual level, found many ways of honoring the hearth alongside these grander traditions. We can find some of these practices in exploring the old term hob. The hob was the projection or shelf built into the back or side of a fireplace and used typically to keep food warm. But the hob was also a convenient place for the ever-present and helpful house spirit to reside. This spirit was called a hob, an elf that lived close to the fire, indeed embodied the fire. The hob was a sort of domestic ghost, in fact an ancestral guardian of old who looked after the well-being of the family. The old term to hobnob, meaning to associate on very friendly terms, shows that our ancestors regarded the hob as a welcome and beneficial member of the family. It's interesting to note that the term goblin also originally referred to a small, friendly spirit, and thus a hobgoblin was merely a friendly spirit who dwelt in the hearth. Alas, with the advent of Christianity, hobgoblins were demonized and no longer were welcomed into the house. But I reserve a place for a house hobgoblin in my home. In the corner of my hob, which is the warming shelf over my wood stove. It hasn't told me its name yet, but I acknowledge it nonetheless, and leave little food offerings from time to time. And every morning when I fire up my wood stove, I see this as an act of honoring the sacred hearth, both of my home and my community. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.